Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, we continue a week focused on a powerful wisdom, looking at a section of scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And Paul writes about not speaking with wise and persuasive words by the world standards, but speaking with a powerful wisdom, a wisdom that's fueled by God's Spirit. And so each day we've been looking at a little different aspect of what that wisdom looks like, how we recognize it, how we live with it, and even how we obtain it. Today we're going to look specifically at a wisdom of God's Word. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, and he says, "However, as it is written, no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him." Yesterday we talked about this wisdom that has been hidden from the rulers of this age. And Paul turns around and says, "But as it is written, no one has comprehended what God is preparing for those who love Him." Paul goes back to the wisdom of God's Word and says, something better is available to those who love God, who pursue God with a whole heart. That yes, the wisdom of God may be difficult to find for those that aren't really looking for it. It may be impossible to find when you're not looking for it. It may appear hidden, it may appear secret. However, as it is written, God has prepared it for those that love Him. In my early days of youth ministry, was during the big WWJD craze. And all of the WWJD bracelets and items that were being sold and marketed and worn and meant to encourage people to think, what would Jesus do? It's a great thought. It's a great challenge to every one of us. But I think perhaps a step that leads us in that direction, that helps us to be more accurate, the difficulty of with that question was, well, it reached a point we were kind of making up on our own what we thought Jesus would do. And we've amplified that in today's culture. Well, God would never condemn what I'm doing because it's different than the way it's described in the Bible. The God that I know would never say this is sin because it's based on love. And on we go. And so our version of what would Jesus do is really more of a what would I do. But what happens if we back up a step, so to speak, and say, what does God's Word say? You see, a wisdom of God's Word views it as the authority. And I know the difficulty with that is it's very easy to pull a verse out that backs up whatever it is that we want to do and say, see? But when I talk about what does God's Word say, I talk about what does God's Word say in context? What does the whole counsel of Scripture say? When we think about the wisdom of God's Word, we look at the example of Jesus. As Satan comes to tempt Him after 40 days and nights in the wilderness, fasting and praying and preparing for the ministry, the work that God has for him to do, his response to every temptation is, as it is written. Our response typically is, I don't think that's right. Well, I don't think that's wrong. I don't think. But what would happen if we looked for a wisdom above our own? A wisdom beyond our own, a wisdom more complete than our own. A wisdom that could say accurately, as it is written. You see, that's a wisdom of God's word. We live in a time where it seems that it's not that much different than the time that Paul was writing in. Wisdom is defined however we like. And the real wisdom, the secret wisdom of God, appears to be hidden, appears to be kept from the rulers of this age, when it's really right in front of us all the time. And it's so easy, because it's so common, to be drawn into a false wisdom, a set of beliefs, a set of actions that appear wise to the majority of the people around us. But when we fail to ask the question, what does God's word say? We fail to find a wisdom that God's desire is to give to us. God says that when we seek him with a whole heart, he will be found. He says that his word is given to instruct us, to challenge us, to convict us, to equip us. And to help us to grow in all wisdom and knowledge. We live with a powerful wisdom when we live with a wisdom from God's word. As we spend time praying today, it's probably a good idea for every one of us to seriously consider how we view wisdom. How often we ask, what does God's word say? More importantly, how often do we live by what does God's word say? Have we become content in making it up as we go, modifying it to fit our likes and desires and to help us to fit in with the world? God's people were described as a peculiar people. And I'm not so sure we like that label. Many times we would rather not stand out. But God's desire is that we live by a wisdom that is greater than the wisdom of this world. We live by a wisdom found in his word and found through his son. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has not left us alone. Your love has not abandoned us. Your love has actually equipped us with everything that we need for righteousness, for obedience, for living according to your word. Father, today may we fully examine the things that we've allowed into our life that we consider wisdom. And may we stack every one of them up against what your word says. and use your word as the standard to weed out those elements that don't belong in our life. Father, may we take you at your word, believing that it is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, believing that it can equip us for every good work. And Father, when those around us feel like wisdom has been hidden from them, may we be prepared to share that very wisdom that has been hidden from the rulers of this age, a wisdom that is found in your word, a wisdom that is undescribable and unimaginable to those that have not sought out you, to those that do not love you. Father, for those that love you, may we know the very depths of that wisdom that the eye cannot see, that the mind cannot even imagine. Father, today, may more and more people choose to love you, choose to find wisdom in your word. And Father, may that wisdom be lived out in our life as we interact with the people around us, as we pray, as we help, as we give, as we share, as we love people. Father, may we look to your word for all that we need. Father, as your word calls us to pray for our enemies, I do pray for those that are enemies of you, those who live life as enemies of Christ that have not accepted him yet. Some have flat out rejected him. I pray for a spirit of conviction that your goodness and kindness would soften their hearts. I pray for the aggressors in this war in Ukraine, and I pray for a softening of heart and mind, that a realization of what they're doing to other people, that your spirit would move mightily in conviction, that would bring about an end to this war. Father, I pray for Ukraine, and I pray for the people that are in Ukraine. I pray for the Ukrainian people who have fled for safety. I pray for those surrounding nations that are caring and accepting and giving refuge. I pray for the many mission organizations that are helping and supplying funds and supplies and everything that they can in the midst of this crisis. I think of the many partners of IDES that have gone in and provided relief. Some within Ukraine that continue to serve and continue to minister and continue to help as much as they can. Some partners in Romania and Poland and other places that are providing food and shelter and love. Father, for those in Ukraine that are defending their nation and their families and everything that they have, I pray that you would guide every move that they make. I pray for the church, your children within the country of Ukraine, as they continue to lift up Jesus, as they continue to serve others, as they continue to be that light in a very dark place. May your light be seen. And not just be seen in Ukraine, but may they be such a light that it is seen around the world. Father, for every one of us, may we spend today considering what does your word say before we do anything. As we do everything that we do, may our mind continually evaluate how it lines up with your word. And those words that come out of our mouth, may we guard them carefully. May we take every thought captive, making it obedient to your word. The wisdom of your word that's hidden from the rulers of this age. The wisdom of your word that is poured out upon those that love you and that you love. Father, today, may we live with the wisdom of your word that lifts up Jesus. And as we lift him up, may many be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. A couple quick announcements, especially if you live in the South Bend, Indiana area. First off, we'll be hosting a prayer gathering specifically for Ukraine this coming Sunday evening, March 13th, 2022, at the Deer Run Church of Christ, 2730 South Ironwood Drive, South Bend, Indiana. It'll take place at 7 p.m. Sunday, March 13th. And so all are welcome. We'll spend time specifically praying for Ukraine, for the people of Ukraine, for the war that's going on, for what God will do there. Also, if you're in the South Bend, Indiana area, I will have a photo display at the South Bend Farmers Market today and Saturday. With all proceeds from photos my wife and I have taken, will support the ministry of Impact Prayer Ministry. And so I'll be there from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Today, Thursday, March 10th, and Saturday, March 12th. And if you're in the area, feel free to stop by. I'll have a selection of the prayer-based devotional books that have been published by Impact Prayer Ministry available, and those are free. And so if you're in the area and want to look at our photo art, you're welcome to do that. If you want to just stop by and pick up a devotional book, you can do that as well. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.